This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine has accused Moscow of illegally seizing three of its naval ships off Russia-annexed Crimea. We asked Robert Manning of the Atlantic Council what effect it might have on resolving differences between Ukraine and Russia.
It's clearly an escalation. You know, the fighting in Ukraine has sort of fallen off the front pages, but the conflict has continued, and I don't know that we're any closer to a resolution.
Russia confirmed Monday it fired on the vessels and then seized them. Security officials in western Afghanistan say the Taliban has ambushed a police convoy in Farah province, killing at least 20 officers. The new police chief was killed in that attack. Taliban has become increasingly bold in their near-daily attacks on Afghan military and security forces throughout the country. Militants have raided the compound of a controversial Sufi cleric in the central Somalia area. At least 14 people were killed. Residents said that they woke up to huge explosions followed by heavy, sustained gunfire. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Britain and the European Union have agreed on how the UK will leave the EU next year. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says more aspects of the deal can be negotiated after Brexit happens.
There are other things in it that we've got to work hard for after we leave the EU, but we can only get those other things when we've left the EU. And so, you know, can this be a staging post to everything that people have wanted from Brexit? Yes, I think it can.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament. There is intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike in the British Parliament. Hunt believes that May will see it through and will not resign, as some opponents of Brexit have suggested. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities have reopened the San border point of entry between the city of San Diego, California, and Tijuana, Mexico. They had stopped all north and southbound traffic for a while after 500 men, women, and children tried to rush the border. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has more on the tense moments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Chaos and confusion swelled at the U.S.-Mexico border on Sunday as U.S. officials halted all border traffic between San Diego and Tijuana. The closure came as Mexican police cracked down on a protest on behalf of Central American migrants massed near the port of entry, while U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers on the U.S. side fired tear gas. Protesters were caught in the middle. Many of the migrants are part of a caravan seeking asylum in the United States. The activity came a day after Trump said migrants would stay in Mexico until their asylum claims were individually approved in U.S. courts. Mexico's incoming government has denied they had struck any such deal.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. France's finance minister says he will meet with the country's employers, federation, and retailers to assess the economic impact of violent clashes between police and protesters over the weekend. Thousands of people took to the streets of Paris demonstrating against a fuel tax. Police had to use tear gas and water cannons to control the crowds of protesters. Today marks the 10th anniversary of the Mumbai terrorist attacks from November 26 to 29, 2008. 10 individuals associated with the terrorist group attacked luxury hotels, a Jewish center, and a busy train station in India's financial capital, killing 166 people. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the attack shocked the world. The State Department Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest or conviction of any individual who was involved in the planning or execution of the Mumbai attacks. Dust storms, raging bushfires, and heat waves continue as Australia deals with an unexpected bout of wild weather. In Queensland, they are facing quickly developing fires. Katerina Carroll is Commissioner of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services.
It's a combination of everything. It's a combination of the temperature, the low humidity, the variable winds. In this part of the world, we have not experienced these conditions before. We do have a wonderful predictive services unit that has predicted the variability in the winds, and that's how we plan for the future. So we were expecting the winds to change this morning. It gave us a great latitude to put in further containment lines.
Queenslanders are dealing with long days of high heat in which temperatures have remained above 35 degrees Celsius. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.